Here are today's top stories. President Obama's gone, but Springfield politicians heard him. And today they balanced the budget, solved the pension crisis, and adequately funded schools throughout the state. Couldn't really keep a straight face with that one. Nope, they did just the opposite. When reporters asked Springfield legislators to react, they just doubled down like your kid does when you ask him to sum up the book they just read. Senator, what was the president's speech about?
I don't know. Carrots.
Closer to Chicago, the city council seems to not listen to anybody, right? They bucked the current, I don't know, citizen trend of expecting transparent, honest government. Instead, they passed a reform bill that says the inspector general can look at these shiny objects, but he doesn't have the authority to look behind the curtain. When Alderman Burke was asked to comment why he pushed to limit the IG's powers, he said, "There's nothing to see here. Look at the pendant. Back and forth. You're getting sleepy." Then he used a smoke bomb to disappear like he was Cesar Romero's Joker. With the face paint and everything. My favorite Joker. The last holdout of the Oregon standoff turned himself in, so we're standoff free. How about that? I'd like to personally thank that one guy who stayed a week or so later than everybody else. The one guy. Good way to protest the government by forcing the government to force you out. You know how many FBI agents were probably involved in evicting that one guy? At least 100, right? Probably like 100. I don't know for sure, but probably 100. Good resources, though. All the way around. Strong showing. Big space news. Scientists detect the presence of gravitational waves in our solar system. And other news, I should have paid attention in science class because I have no idea what that means. It's Chicago Theater Week, so get outside and watch theater. Or maybe do what I do, put on my Plants vs. Zombie PJs, stay home, read the reviews the next day. You know, I support the arts. In weather, man, it's cold. It's so cold that I wore pants today. I mean, that's cold. In sports, today's the day that the Bears could slap the franchise tag on Alshon Jeffrey. This would automatically keep him for another year, and Jeffrey would make top wide receiver money. I like Alshon, but I'm not sure I've seen enough of him to pay him. I think it's the top three wide receivers in football. That's what the franchise tag gets you. I don't know. He seems like he's more like a top 20 guy. But I guess that's the new NFL. If you're tall, $10 million. The Bulls are hobbling into the All-Star break after losing to the Atlanta Hawks last night. I thought the idea was to move forward, not back, when we fired Coach Tibbs. The Bulls are playing very Scott Skiles-like right now, right? Doesn't Scott Skiles remind you of, like, the kid you used to wrestle with, like he'd wear a singlet? Doesn't he? I don't know why we're talking about Scott Skiles. Go Fred Hoiberg. The Hawks host the Dallas Stars tonight. Dallas was once the front runner. Not anymore. No word on whether or not the refs will wave off a goal tonight. That should be announced right before game time. The goal in hockey has become the catch in football. Fix it before we have to put hockey refs in the booth. I don't know. That might have been icing. Let's go to former ref Turk Swayze.
Yeah, it was definitely a goal. That was a goal. That was icing. That was a goal. That was all of it.
Really slow down the game. And finally tonight, the production company that made Star Wars The Force Awakens will face criminal charges for breaking Harrison Ford's leg while they were filming on set. Once a rain, the production company will be taken by Kylo Ren to the Star Destroyer, who will be given to Jabba the Hutt's dungeons, forced into slavery on the planet of Naboo, or, I don't know, face a fine. Could go either way. Flip a coin. Well, that's the carryout for February 11, 2016. 2 days and change to Valentine's Day. Hey, we threw in some extra chili flakes tonight, you know, because your love's so spicy.